Okay, Daf Beizim and Aleph. Megillah in the Kreis Beit Aleph, Beit Beis, Beit Gimel, Beit Dalet, Beit Hezvav. The Megillah could be read. Sometimes it's read on Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Dalet, and Tezvav. Now we know that the way we understand Purim falls out on Yud Dalet. That's when we celebrate Purim. And Tezvav is for the walled cities. That's what everybody knows. So we're going to see really here what's striking is what's with this Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel stuff. Loi pachas v'yosei, never less than of the Yud Aleph, and never more than Tezvav. You never lay in Tezayin. Krachin hamukafim chaimim mais Yeshua ben Nun. The cities, the walled cities that were walled from the times of Yeshua ben Nun, kairim b'Tezvav, they read on the 15th. That's when they read the Megillah. Kfarim v'ayaris gedolos, the big cities, kairim b'Adalet. They read on the 14th. Elisha Hakfarim, and the kfarim are the small villages, and the Yarish are the Gedolos are the big cities. So they are supposed to land on the 14th. That's the general rule. You have the Bat Erichem on the 15th, Kfarim Vayarish Gedolos on the 14th. Ela Shakfarim Magdim in Liyar Machnisa. But the kfarim, they made a special exception that they can land on the day that they enter into the big cities. The people from the small villages came into the big cities on Mondays and Thursdays because that's when the Bezdin would sit, or other markets, different reasons why they would come in the Monday and Thursday, but they would come in Monday, Thursday. So once they're there already, so let them chaperein the Megillah laning and not have to. And also, normally the villages did not have so many Talmid Chachamim, and it could be that they wouldn't be able to, lane in the smaller villages, so it would be a big, much more of a tircha for them to go back and forth, and then again back and forth in Megillah. So, Ketzat. Chal Yais Yadal B'Sheni. Let's say the 14th fell out on Monday. So, Kfarim by Yaris Gedolos, Karim Babiyai. So then the Kfarim and the Yaris Gedolos, they read on the 14th, because everyone's there anyway. Umakav is Chayim Alamachar, and the people and the walled cities lane on the 15th. That's the easy. Chalias b'shlisha b'riva. What happens if falls out on Tuesday and Wednesday? Let's say Yudalit falls out on Tuesday and Wednesday. Kfarim makdim l'machnisa. So the kfarim can lay in Monday preceding Tuesday or Wednesday. Vayaris gedayla is karim by vayayim. And the bigger cities read that day. So it fell out again on Tuesday, let's say. So that's Yudalit. So then the kfarim can lay in Yud Gimel, which is Monday. Or if it fell out on Wednesday was Yud Aleph, and then they can lean on Yud Beis. And Mekav Eis Chaim are always going to lean on the 15th. Chalis b'chamishi, let's say it falls out on the 15th. I'm sorry, on the Thursday. Kfarim v'ayaris gedolos karim b'bayayim. The Kfarim and the ayaris gedolos, they read that day, the 15th. I'm sorry, the Thursday. Mekav Eis Chaim l'machar, and then the waltz is lean on Friday. Chalis Erev Shabbos, let's say it falls out on Erev Shabbos, meaning Yudalit falls out on Erev Shabbos, Kfarim makdim liyam achnisa. So then the Kfarim are makdim it one day earlier, to Yud Gimel. Vayaris gedolos Mekav Eis Chaim is karim by bayayim. Vayaris gedolos and the Mekav Eis Chaim, they read together on the 14th. Here's a case where the walled cities will lane together on the 14th, because they cannot lane the Megillah on Shabbos. They cannot lane the Megillah on Shabbos because they're afraid that maybe you're going to carry it. Chalias b'Shabbos, let's say it falls on Shabbos, Kfarim v'Ayaris Gedolos makdim l'makarim l'yom achnisa. So the Kfarim and Ayaris Gedolos, they get to read at the Yom Achnisa, which is Thursday. U'makav Eis Chaim l'machar, and the waltzis do it the next day on Sunday. Chalias achar Shabbos, let's say it falls on Sunday, meaning Yudal falls on Sunday. So then Kfarim makdim l'yom achnisa, v'Ayaris Gedolos karim b'bim. So then the Kfarim are makdim l'yom achnisa, which is Thursday. So it falls on Sunday, so you're going back Shabbos, Friday, and Thursday. And Ayaris Gedolos, they read on Sunday, and then the Wall Street lane Thursday. Megillah Nekreis Beit Aleph. Okay, let's see what we get for another 2 minutes. Megillah Nekreis Beit Aleph. So Megillah is read, we can say it in the Mishnah, in the 11th. Menalan, how do we know this? Well, Menalan, Kabin Lamelakamalak. We're going to say later on that they're able to be Makdim Leyamachnisa. Chachamim, Hekila, Kfarim, Leyas Makdim Leyamachnisa. Like, we're going to say that the farm, the people live in the villages, they're allowed to lane it earlier on the day that they enter the big cities. So that they will be available. What's the reason? So he says here that the reason that we allow them to do that is that they will be available on Purim to go and give food and Tzarchei Sudas Purim to the people in the big cities. So that's why we don't want them to be so busy on Purim when trying to run around to find somebody to lay in the Megillah for them that they wouldn't be able to give food to the people in the city. And not Hachi Kamrinan. This is what we mean to ask. Mechti, Kulu Anshei Knesset HaGedolah Teknu. The Anshei Knesset HaGedolah were Mesakin, what? The Frieda Lane on the 14th and the 15th. The Yisak HaGedolah Anshei Knesset HaGedolah Yudal V'Tezvav Tekken. Asra Abonav V'Akri Tekanta Tetekinu Anshei Knesset HaGedolah. Now, what's going on here? The Anshei Knesset HaGedolah must have been Mesakin. Because if you're going to say that the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah were only Mesakin, that they should lane on the 14th and 15th, who in the world would be Iker what the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah set up? Vatnan, Ein Bezen Yechol Avat Divrei Bezen Chaveirei. Elam Ken Gadam and Mechach Mominion. It must be that the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah originally were the ones that were Mesakin that you can lane on Yedal Fid Bezen Gimel. Not just Yedal Tezvav. Because if not, how would our Bezen later on, after the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, be able to be Mevatel Divrei Bezen Chaveirei? You can only do it if you're Gadam Mominion and Chach Mominion. El Pshita Kulu Anshei Knesset HaGedolah Tekinu. It's Pashit that really the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah were Mesakin that you can lane on the 11th and the 12th and 13th also. And the question is, Heicha Remiza, where is the Remez?